This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on government's efforts to encourage traditional sports. The participants are Uday Vishwanath Deshpande, Padma Shri Awardee, International Malakam Coach and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani Correspondent.
National Sports Day is celebrated on 29th August every year. This day marks the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. National Sports Day was first celebrated in the year 2012. Along with modern sports, a number of traditional sports are also a part of India's culture. Government is making tremendous efforts to revive India's traditional sports. To discuss more on this, I am joined by Padma Shri, Mr. Uday Vishwanath Deshpande. Mr. Deshpande, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mr. Deshpande, you were conferred with Padma Shri earlier this year. First of all, many congratulations to you.
Thank you, madam.
For your work in the field of traditional sport, Malakam, you were conferred with Padma Shri earlier this year. For the benefit of our listeners, could you please explain what is the sport Malakam?
Malakam is the only sport which is played 2 feet, 4 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet above the ground level. All other sports like cricket, hockey, football, judo or kabaddi or koko, all games are played on the ground level. This is the only sport which is played above the ground level. So it is one wooden pole, 8.5 feet in the height, smooth, well polished, and different acrobatic exercises, yogi postures are performed on that. Or one cotton rope which is suspended from the top, and different acrobatic exercises and yogi postures are performed on that.
Mr. Deshpande, could you also throw some light on the history of Malakamb? When was this traditional sport introduced to the humankind in India? And is it played anywhere else also in the world?
The existence of Malakamb can be traced back to the Ramayana and Mahabharata period. But there is one Manasullas. It's an epic in 1135 AD. So written by Someshwar Chalukya. There also you get some references of the exercises similar to Malakamb. And one Kapala Kurantaka Yoga, which was written thousands of years back. There also you get some references of Raju Yoga. But Balambhatta the Devadhar is known as the rejuvenated Malakamb or renovated Malakamb in about 2 to 250 years ago during the regime of second Bajirao Peshwa as a complementary exercise for wrestling. So the start is in Maharashtra, but now it is popular in almost all the states of our country and outside India also. I have been to about 52 countries so far and we have started Malakamb training over there.
That's quite an encouraging news, Mr. Deshpande. I would also want you to throw some light on other traditional sports in India.
There are many like yoga, ancient Indian traditional physical culture or sport you can call it. Then Tangtha, a Manipuri sport, or Kalaripayattu is from the south, and Malakamb. All these are very jubilant martial arts or physical form of exercise, and it has got long tradition of many years.
Mr. Deshpande, do you feel that the traditional sports of India can find a place in the international sporting events?
Yeah, of course. Unless we make efforts, it is not going to happen. So I am very much thankful to Honorable Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi ji, introduce these traditional games in Khelo India, like Kalaripayattu, like Tangtha, or like Yoga and Malakamb. Earlier, they were saying, why? What is Malakamb? Malakamb is just exercise like dand and baithak. So you cannot call it a sport. But now it is recognized as a competitive sport. It is included in the national games. And it is also part of All India Intervarsity Games. And also National School Games Federation also has recognized it. So now the competitions are there on the district, state, national level by Malakamb Federation of India. And also All India Intervarsity. And also at the National School Games.
Mr. Deshpande, you highlighted the efforts which are being made to popularize the traditional sports more in India by the government. But now I would like to understand what are the hindrances which are usually faced when it comes to popularizing traditional sports.
Usually the people who are involved in these sports, they are not very professional people. They are all amateurs having their job or studying or having their service doing somewhere. So they don't have full-fledged time to devote for this sport. As a hobby, they pursue this sport, they teach others, and even to organize the competitions on the district, state, national level, we don't get the sponsorship, the viewership, and then a lot of money is involved into it. And even the people who are participating, they are also from the very downtrodden society. And to travel from one state to another state, the expenditure on the traveling and then lodging, boarding, so all money matters much. And in fact, in 1996, Government of India recognized Mallakhambh as a sport, and then Railway Ministry started giving railway concessions to the national championship participants. But that time they were traveling by train. Now, because of the government emphasis and government liberal policy for traditional sport, now the participants in the national championships, they travel by flight and not by train.
I would now like to circle back on you, Mr. Deshpande. What drew you to this particular sport, and what have been your efforts over the years? I believe you have been working in this field for more than 5 decades now.
I started when I was hardly 2.5-3 years old, when I started coming to Sri Samartha Vyayam Mandir, which is 100 years old physical education institution in Mumbai. And Vyayam Maharshi P.L. Kaliguruji, who is the founder of Sri Samartha Vyayam Mandir, he was a great friend of my grandfather. So my grandfather asked my mother to introduce me to Samartha Vyayam Mandir. And since then, he imbibed this liking or love for this sport. He taught me wrestling and Mallakhambh. And then when I understood the benefits of Mallakhambh, or I started liking Mallakhambh, I was going to a school. The school was at 7 o'clock. But I used to come to practice Mallakhambh 5:30 in the morning, practice it for 1 hour, then go home, have bath and go to the school before 7 o'clock. So since then, the inclination started rising up. When I was in college also, I used to come in the morning to Shivaji Park, practice Mallakhambh, then go to the practicals in college, then come back to home, have food, and go back to the lectures for the college, and then come back in the evening to the institution, practice Mallakhambh again, and then go home in the night. I was working in customs and central excise for 38 years. My routine was the same. So this is all is happening for the last so many years.
I would now like to talk to you about the overall sports industry. Apart from the traditional sports, the overall sports industry in India. According to a top-notch consultancy, India's sports market is estimated to touch $100 billion by 2027. What are the factors which are leading to this growth in the sports industry?
Number one, India is a thickly populated nation. So people taking part in the sports is also increasing very much. The number of sports disciplines are also increasing. The demand for sports equipments and infrastructure is also increasing. And cost of participating for cricket and for football and for other games, the charges are 4 digits per month, even for swimming and other things. So cost is increasing day by day. If you want to get specialized training, maybe for the national championships or for the Olympics, then the cost of your training also is escalated. So the cost of everything has increased, and then those who can afford, they can only pay and then take part in the competitions or get the training. Otherwise, you should just be happy with your, as a hobby, you are pursuing your game and you are going to a certain level and not beyond that.
Mr. Deshpande, traditionally sports has not been considered a profession in India. Do you feel it is high time that this perception needs to be changed considering the rise in the sports industry?
That's true, and the standard of sports getting and it getting popular all over the world. If we want to shine in some international competitions or say world championships or Asian championships or Olympics, then we have to have a professional approach to practice, like the colleges, some colleges or some offices, corporates, they give jobs to the sportsmen and they say, you just be on our roll, you practice your sport and shine in your field. We will not ask you to come to the office and sign the muster and do the office work. We will just give you a chance to promote your sport and excel in that sport at any cost. That is what is necessary to promote the sport.
Mr. Deshpande, sports is important for physical as well as for mental well-being. As a society, what steps should we take to inculcate interest in sports, both in modern as well as traditional?
For traditional sports, since people do not know what are the benefits of these ancient sports, martial arts, so it is our bound duty to give demonstrations of these sports at different places on different occasions. And while demonstrating, not only loud music is played and people are demonstrating, but you should give a commentary like cricket commentary, ball-to-ball commentary. Each and every movement is explained, what is the importance of that, how it is helpful and beneficial for the games like Mallakhambh or games like judo or maybe games like kabaddi and koko. See how it is useful for your body, how it develops your intellectual abilities like concentration, like coordination, like memory and grasping. and also the physical abilities like strength, stamina, speed, endurance, flexibility. So how these sports are useful to develop you as a human individual, that has to be stressed more and more. Then people will be getting attracted towards it. Then they will adopt the sport.
What role will education system of India play in inculcating interest in sports in the newer generation?
See, profession, very few people can afford it as a profession. But for getting the benefits of sports, everybody must try to play one or the other game and grab the benefits of that sport in his own life. It's a combined effort by the sports administrators, by the coaches, by the sportsmen, and by the school administrators. Then only this scenario will change.
Does sports help in shaping the personality of an individual?
Absolutely. It's maybe a decision making, always quick decisions, positive thinking. All these factors are derived from sport, and especially from my sport like Malkhamb. It's always essential that when you practice it systematically and consistently, then all these benefits you will get. That is, in your life, how to behave, how to deal with certain situations, what steps you have to take, not to get discouraged or not to get pampered by the successes what you get, but keep cool and develop yourself as a complete individual. So these are the benefits of the sport, and then it teaches each and every individual how to behave in certain situations. Like if I'm playing cricket, I don't know which type of ball I'll have to face the next, but it's my decision making when the ball comes, how I have to bat it, how I have to hit it. Like that, everywhere when I'm doing Malkhamb, I'm standing on the top of the pole and I have to somersault. If I lose some balance, then how to balance myself, how to land on the mat. All these are critical decisions to be taken in on that spur of moment.
Mr. Deshpande, I would also want you to explain how traditional sports of India is being popularized across the world. How many countries across the globe are showing an interest in India's traditional sports?
See, India's traditional sports have got a very reputed background history. Its scientific values, and the foreigners, especially the Westerners, they study it to the deep root and they find out these values and they are more attracted towards these traditional sports. Now, Malkhamb is known as the fastest growing traditional sport in the world. It is now spreading out in so many countries in Asia, in Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, and then Kazakhstan and Croatia and Cambodia, China, all these countries in Asia, and then in Europe also, Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, the Netherlands, Austria. So people are getting more and more attracted. When they realize the benefits of that, then they start coming to Mumbai. Now there are more than 500 foreigners who have come to Shivaji Park to learn Malkhamb at Shri Samarth Vyayam Mandir. And this is going increasing day by day.
That's a lovely news, Mr. Deshpande. Lastly, you are a Padma Shri awardee and have been working in this field for so long. What message would you like to convey to our listeners on the occasion?
I would definitely tell them that we have got treasure of indigenous sports. Select any sport of your choice, your liking. Try to go as deep as possible. Learn it yourself and try to teach others also. And let us spread heritage of India. Let us take it to the world. We should be proud of what we have. So definitely people will appreciate you and they will appreciate the Indian culture.
Thank you so much, Mr. Deshpande, for sparing your valuable time and sharing insights with us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on government's efforts to encourage traditional sports. The participants were Uday Vishwanath Deshpande, Padma Shri awardee and international Malkhamb coach, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.